Let me get a chill. This is a thong. And if your wish let it work, we throw a beat. Last night left our AOD, we throw a team. Then I clear the new cake, I find over me. Fuck you, bitch, I'm about to want to take Japanese. You went off on the table, I'm about to let you stop me. Yeah, you ain't down this old y'all, so I'm about to me. Walk, I can't pop out, no one, I'm still wax free. My little killer's ready to go get wax free. You look bitch, bitch, don't say no need that wax me. Hey, hey, wax me, hey, hey. You ain't getting no money, that's just not for me. Hey, hey. I ain't never need no nigga, nigga, no jab me. I never let you fly, you can send a lap with me. You can't add this shit, I can't do math with me. No, can't think for roads, why I made it mad. Make me marry you with some rap, boy. I got my business bag, boy. I got the business bag, boy.
Everybody to another episode of 60 Minutes of Smoke, and I'm your host with all the smoke, Javi, and this is my co-host,
John. You already know what it is,
and we got a special guest today, Eddie Blau. Eddie, hey, if tell the people how they can reach you.
You hit me on Instagram, Eddie Blau, and then on Snapchat, Eddie B105.
Yeah, for the people to know that Eddie Blau is an up and coming artist from Strong Branch, New Jersey. To be exact. And hey man, you know what? We're gonna start off. We're gonna hear something from him. Won't you play something for the people so they can really get to hear you?
Say less. I got these shits. I was working with a producer. His name is Sos. He used to rock back in the day. I had to try and drag him out one last time, bro. I had to squeeze some work out that nigga.
Sos Platinum. Shout out to Sos Platinum.
For real. But yeah, I got my nigga the Stew in there too. He on there too. I got him Sauce. He don't even rap like that. He just starts spitting that day.
Up and coming. Let's see how he get to.
I'll force him. But yeah, this one called Let It Blow.
Let It Blow.
Yeah.
Turn him up.
If you wanna ride, we in this bitch, you know the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. Me and my nigga Manolo for sure. He keep the four phones. Now I mean, don't ride my block, cause you know I keep the clock.
Nigga don't know that I let it blow, so shot him in low. And if I stay with the ball, I know that these niggas gon' do what I say, so. Niggas be hating, I'm touching his soul, I bring him a halo. Leaving his brains on the walls, looking like Play-Doh. If he want a problem, I'm a problem. Before all of that, the nigga got rad. My people don't rock. We smoking that herb, we put him on curb, you know that we saw. We fuss on this girl, we pulling on curls. I said that's my brother, the top. Free block, niggas locked up.
Free the brothers, niggas locked up. And you know that we see you, you know that we flocked up. We shoot your whole block up. Send your ass to heaven. How many shots? More than 11. I'm the God, I'm the reverend. We ain't playing with you fools. We be playing with them tools. We my shit. Nigga, we be laying down the roads. We the king of the mules. Take your ass to school. You know I smoke so much weed, man. I gotta keep my cool.
You already.
I really like that shit. How long ago did you put that down?
Shit, that shit was a minute. That shit was like the beginning of last year.
Right, so let me ask you, man. Well, when do you really realize like this was gonna be your thing? You know what I mean, rapping and shit.
I don't even know if it wasn't even just rapping. Like I just knew I was gonna be involved in music in general because like my family is just. I don't know. I was just surrounded by it. You know what I mean? Just the, all that shit being around me just had a huge influence. Oh, like, I knew I definitely wanted a part of that shit, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
So a lot of my family's DJs, not even gonna lie, they don't even spit. But
shout out to the DJs. Go on and name them both.
Youngins nowadays, I'm not even going front. Yo, they don't even appreciate DJs like they supposed to.
They really don't.
Yo, come on. Rappers and DJs like peanut butter and jelly. Like, come that on, man. That's how it should be. Really. That shit crazy. I don't feel like nobody can do that no more.
The culture is changing. Definitely is changing, like big time. And
Funk Flex trying.
Like the type of music that you're trying to.
You know what?
Hit the map with.
I'm gonna say this. I hope you continue to make unique music. You know, stay true to your craft, and most of all, just stay true to you. You know. Me and Han was talking before. We were talking to each other. We was like. Too many motherfuckers is rapping about the same shit. I don't want to buy an album and 90% of the album is talking about the same shit.
Yeah, the entire world cannot be doing the same type of thing. Like, it's
fucking shit.
So that being said, right? Alright, so you heard that Let It Blow. Like,
niggas don't know that.
How I came tough on that shit.
Right.
I have some other shit that's it's a little boppy, you know what I mean? It's not... So
you gonna give us you gonna let us get another sneak peek? We get to get another ear tease? Oh, today is a special day for the people. Today's a special day for the people. I like that.
Eddie Blau, people.
Eddie Blau, Long Branch, New Jersey, 732.
This one's called for me. This one a little bobby.
Exit 105 on the parkway.
It's not as rough as the other one, bro.
Yo, PA, you wanna come out here? I like the way to start off already. Okay.
Okay. I got the blocky on my body, go to body in the party, baby, really, really rock with me. Shorty really want that working, so you know I put that work in. Your little bomb sounding rock with me. And you come and fight to act, you better just know how to act, cause she keep the pistol packed for me. Got some shooters on my back, if the deal is going bad, then the niggas going blast for me. In this four car racing, it's the bag that I'm chasing, now that mine and crack for me. Fuck a bitch, get the neck, grab the tag, get the deck, I will pop a nigga happily. Shorty from the shore, met me on the second floor, hit my nigga for some more, free my nigga guap for me. I don't really know you, my shot's bloody, I will blow you for the niggas that chase after me. Mommy with some fat rag, shopping up the backpack, and she keep a pack mad for me. Pack mad for me.
That's why I like seeing other people appreciate music almost as much as I do.
Right, right.
Like, just having that vibe around me.
And you straight from the mud, like you literally started from the bottom, like you don't have anybody really helping you do what you do, right? Like you
record your own shit, you produce your own shit, learn you write your own shit.
Nah, yeah, that's a fact.
You smoke your own shit.
You funny. Yeah.
Shout out to the strains we smoking today. That's Larry Bird, GMO cookies. What's that other shit?
Come on, man. We Garden State. Come on. Put it together.
These niggas in that garden early, too. All right, so, what's your future looking like now when it comes to rap? Like, you going to pursue this a little bit heavier?
Honestly, bro, I was pursuing it heavy before. Like, before I got all my, like, updated all my equipment recently.
Right, right.
But, this COVID shit fucked everything up. Like I was looking at like shows to do at certain places. Like they was giving me invites, giving me bundles of tickets. They're like, all right, we working shit out, and then COVID hit. Like, damn, shows ain't gonna be popping up for a minute.
Definitely. I mean, You haven't put anything out on YouTube or anything like that, more or less. You haven't found any other ways to put your music out?
I've been wanting to put music out, but I've also been real cautious of it because, you know what I mean, I don't want to fall into any lawsuits, and I want to take all legal action I can to make sure everything is mine. Phil, I'm not trying.
Beats. That's what we doing here today. So we got a couple original beats. We got a couple original beats going down today. And hopefully, we'll double back with video footage for you next time. And I'll put you up on my YouTube channel. And I mean, this is what this platform is built for. To bring out artists that don't really know where to start.
And to get a chance to work.
Niggas coming from the mud.
And to get a chance to work with GME Music Productions.
In the future.
And help you put something out. Because if we recording today, that's what we're doing.
So, is there any other artists from the town that you like to? You want to give a shout out? Like, you know what I mean?
There's a few
you want to work with.
And it's funny as hell because there's like four of us within the same block. Like, I'm on Hendrickson, like right behind Jeline. My boy Nato over there too, on that side. Yeah, he be spitting. Yeah. Then my boy G, you got Moof, DJ, you got Tay. This is mad head, yo.
Do you guys ever get together and spit with each other on the same
track?
Yeah,
we be jamming all the time. We be throwing beats on, just getting high.
We was trying to get the whole gang here today.
Yeah. Their schedule is a little different right now because they plan on dropping some shit in a few days. I mean, so they're trying to get all that shit together.
Right, right. All right, so yeah, hopefully when that happens, you send us a link or something.
Oh,
we
can
throw that up on the channel, you know what I mean? Get some supporters. Get
y'all support. There's a matter of discovering talent in the branch in general, you know.
And that's what we're looking for. And we reaching out for more people like yourself to you know, give us a call. Hit us on the website, leave us your information, so we could help you guys elevate. You know, now you've been, you had said earlier off the mics that you trying to do this New Jersey drill music. How is that in your mind? How's that working for you so far?
I'm honestly, because I wrote, when I write something, I usually have my mindset on it.
Right.
But when I went back on this one, I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, I gotta go hard. This for Jersey. Like, I can't just be doing my regular shit on it. Know what I mean? Like,
right, right.
Like, I can't be doing that shit like that.
Nah, I ain't. I ain't. So pretty much, I only think you've been
I'm deconstructing everything.
I don't think you've been really waiting on this getting something original that you could call your own, pretty much.
Nah, that's real.
Shit.
That's why I'm.
Well, yeah, hopefully we can work. Hopefully we can work something out today, and you'll be able to come back with something that you can punch the people in the face with. As far as your music career going, and you started from the mud and everything like that. So, how much material you feel like you worked up so far?
I mean, I worked up a decent amount. I'm gonna be honest, but the amount that I let people here is different.
No, understandable. Understandable.
Like, I don't know. Because it's just, and it's not even nothing like, I don't feel like it's finished. I just feel like it's not up to my bar. You heard? So I'm not.
Yeah, right.
Body of work.
A lot of people are like that. Especially when keep dropping, you're doing it on your own.
I'm a perfectionist too. So, like, it's like.
But I say, sure I say don't take too long. Because you know what? You could drop something today and that shit can have a buzz 2 years from now.
Yeah.
3 years from now.
That's a fact. You know
what I'm saying? A lot of people do like that. That's
you sit on Bobby Smith and work too long, and then what happens is the shit you finally do end up putting out now become outdated.
Yeah.
The swag, the momentum that.
That's a fact.
Not the same. You know what I'm saying? Especially with hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean, hip hop's
changed
drastic, fast.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And look at the radio today. I mean, everybody rapping about the same thing. There's only a few people that's going to get away with rapping about the same shit and really make a shit ton of fucking money. At least I feel that way. And yeah. I feel like anyone who is or isn't, you can distinguish who those real people who has a passion for music in the game is.
Yeah.
When you got something else to offer but the same shit you hear all fucking day.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
Fact.
So, with that being said, man, I would definitely like to see. I mean, if you got something out, I mean, you ain't got nothing.
I got
some
right.
Bitches. Everybody got something for the bitches. You ain't got nothing
got,
for the
you
bitches.
You got a panty dropper over there?
Nah, I ain't got a panty dropper.
Oh, shit.
It's like it's a slower pace. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, though, okay. Is it for the bitches?
It's not. No, I'm not gonna say.
Excuse me,
not for the ladies.
I mean, it could be if they wanted to, you know what I mean? That's funny. I respect women, you heard?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just playing.
To the.
Nah.
I even take that back and see
you
just
play. You can't take it back now. It's stuck. It's up and it's stuck, bro. It's up and it's stuck.
Nah, but this was like one of the first tracks I wrote and shit. So like, I don't know what the fuck. It was like one early ass morning. I was just in my bag, like I was in my Duffy,
yeah,
you heard?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? Fuck this bitch, and just hopped on the mic.
Oh, okay. You got one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, you got one of those. Okay, yeah. let's get people snippet.
Throw it in the bag.
It's the last time I feel this way. But before all that shit, I'm gonna let the beat breathe for a little bit.
Okay. They say I'm trying to picture this right now.
I'm on my mind,
okay. I like this shit.
Shorty was so cold, and her love had me in a choke. Thought that together we could grow. But it was a different story that she told. When she was mad, she was bold. If she was a nigga, I'd get the hands all disrespect to. Word for word, I'm glad your mama took your bros and left you. That shit hurt as if Tyson hit me with a right and left you. That's one of many reasons why my ass done left you. Wasted 3 years of my life and I left you. Cause if you there ain't no more souls I can vent to. And you mad as fuck when I'm in that Benz too. Yeah, that shit was big.
Okay. These bitches be mad. These bitches be fucking mad. I think that's, hey, you know what, people? We're going to talk about that right when we get back. We got to pay some bills. Listen to this sponsor. Now, what happens? Those words become fashion, lifestyle, all this shit. And what's being pumped out seems to be what the public starts to mimic.
Literally.
And what you notice now is, since negativity is paying at its all-time high, you're getting niggas that just dropping like flies that become rappers. Because that's what the fuck you rap about. Everybody. There isn't one rapper that don't talk about dying. Well, you keep talking about it long enough, you're going to die. Stop doing it. You keep talking about shooting up the club might get shot at. You going to get shot at the club. What King Von said? He know he gonna either be dead or in jail, right? He know he either gonna get died by the gun or he gonna die in jail.
I mean, Tupac did it too.
Biggie did it too. Everyone did it. They all did it.
That's a fact. That's a lot.
I feel like that's basically what she's saying, and that makes sense. It also makes sense with the shit that I told you before. When you're born, no one had to teach you how to breathe, right? All right, well, they did that shit with the monkeys. Monkeys in the mainland didn't know how to wash their coconuts in the at the shoreline before they chose to open them. So they would bite them, eat, and spit the sand out. They wouldn't be able to get to enjoy it. Well, the fucking monkeys over in the island already knew how to fucking wash the coconuts before they eat them. Well, they did the same experiment and it did it on the whole other side of the world and realized the monkeys on the mainland and in the fucking island just already knew. So we are just linked. That basically, that's what it means. We're all sort of linked. Evolution does take to an extent. Evolution does. We're all kind of, not evolution, but we're all kind of linked. Okay. Another example, like you said before. If I take a group of athletes now and take my top 10 athletes and put them against the top 10 athletes from 20 years ago, there's no competition. No fuck what greats you put. Right?
Right.
I could take the 10 of the world's best boxers of back in the day. If I take the 10 of the world's best boxers of today, I don't think these boxers can last with them. Why? Because they progressed easier. You got niggas who ain't never did UFC a day in their life, true or not.
Right.
One day be 30 years old and say, you know what, I'm going to join UFC. These niggas have become champion. You go look them up. A lot of these niggas who do become champion aren't actually young. These niggas are actually in their 30s. And 30s seems to be the most prime years of a man physically.
Well, they say it, man.
Physically.
They say
40s and 50s is when you're mentally mature. You're mentally hitting a point, peak.
They say that a man hit his 30 about 35. So
that's when the man and the wood in his hand, bro.
Yeah, he's going in over here.
He was into it.
A man smoking all the weed.
Keep it up.
Damn, this is jacket. This nigga smoking that bud like he ain't never smoked before.
God
damn. Play your ass up.
I forgot it's a wood.
Play your ass up.
You gotta respect that movie. That's funny, son.
Nah. But that bitch says some real shit. Why? Because I told you before. If scientists, right, already did a scientific experiment, right? A nigga did a scientific experiment, right? Trying to figure out what the fuck your skin was made out of. You know what the conclusion he came to?
What?
The conclusion, when he looked it up, no, dead ass though, when he did a scientific experiment, the only thing that it matched was tiny particles of light.
I made that of the sun, y'all. I'm gonna shine bright.
Ain't that some shit though? Ain't that some shit?
I'm gonna shine bright forever.
How the fuck am I made of light? Like, my skin is made up of tiny particles of light. It almost doesn't make sense. But if you look at it from a spiritual part, you'd be like, damn. It's kind of not a coincidence, man.
Yeah. I mean,
shit crazy. Same thing with, you know, you got a bone in your body that can't be burned, right? It can't be destroyed. Listen to what I'm saying. It truly exists. This is real. The topics that we're talking right about right now is what fucking made Joe Rogan millions. Talk about shit like this. Made Joe Rogan a millionaire overnight.
Joe Rogan is a very brilliant guy.
Get what I'm saying? And I'm trying to tell you, there's a bone in your body. And for some reason, I haven't heard Joe Rogan talk about this. And, you know, I seem to think it's probably has something to do with Muslims and Islam, but because that's the only religion who actually shed light on that topic.
Yeah.
People didn't know this before science.
Right, right.
So there's a bone in your body, bro, that doesn't get destroyed. Yo, if I was to take you and burn you and ash you, put you in ashes, where are you going? Oh. Whatever. Oh, you, I didn't even know that. If I was to burn your motherfucking ashes,
on the bone, bone, basically, bone.
That's the only bone that won't burn.
What's the bone?
It's, I think it's in the end. It's like by your tail, right?
Maybe.
Your tailbone?
Is it your tail? Or it's what's above the tail? It's. I think it's a bone. It's a bone that meets the hip and meets the spine.
Your tailbone.
It might be your tailbone.
That's where they say humans had a tail.
It might be a shit devil, but on the on the Islamic side, don't they say that you could be completely destroyed, but all he needs is all God needs is that bone to bring you back.
At least
your physical form.
I haven't heard of that. I will do some research. I have
do some research because that's where I found out about that.
I'm not saying.
I didn't know anything about that bone. Until I heard a Muslim scholar talk about it.
Scientifically, though?
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know that before that. So the next thing was, okay, well, let me see if that was real. See if he blowing smoke up my head. You know what I'm saying? Pause. Looked it up, and I was like, okay, that ain't real. And the stupidest thing to me is, how can a motherfucker not believe in God, ghosts, angels, heaven, or hell, right? None of these shits. But there is literally documented places that you're not allowed to even go to. Why? Because that bitch ought to. Fuck you, mean you bitch. You can't walk that motherfucker. Shit start getting thrown at you. You get beat the fuck up in that motherfucker. Fuck. Listen, man. You just roam around talking about, I don't believe in God. Were you the perfect candidate to walk me through this whole to jail?
Well, let me just ask you. What would you do if you really had to encounter some real life shit like that? Like, what would you do if you had to fight off a poltergeist that ain't gonna leave your house?
Listen, man. I feel like we all done watched plenty scary movies. We all done seen The Exorcist.
One solution.
We all done seen The Exorcist. That's gonna be your immediate solution. But what if getting the fuck out of there? What if before shit hit the fan, you was already too deep in that motherfucker? You're not just gonna make your way out of shit. We talking about
we're gone, and then you run, and you're like.
We jump in a full blown haunted mansion or haunted hotel. We make our way to the basement. Shit don't start popping off till we get to the middle of the fucking basement. Time to run. Where? You got this shit cased out? You got the blueprint?
I ain't going to.
I'm not even going.
I'm not even going to make it to the basement.
Listen, while y'all niggas swinging, fighting, I'll talk about, hey, go make it to the basement. So we already know what happened. He walked to the door. Some snatched him up from the door.
I'm scrapping with the one ghost. I know.
As soon as the door opened, we all going to walk in. We're going to be like, where I'm at? And then 10 minutes into being there, we're going to get a phone call. yo, a ghost just snatched me up. I'm in the car. I'm in the car. That shit on and anything. John, didn't you have the keys? I don't know how I got a spare.
Hey, yo, I'm gonna hit you back because of homies. I'll be back for y'all. Yeah.
He high. He hot wired. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, put that ass. You don't feel that. You don't feel that
kidnapped.
Hey, put that ass. You don't feel that is some real life extras, a whole nother level of stupid.
Yo, like, damn,
God does not exist. God damn it, that door opened and closed. I saw him about 4 or 5 times. There isn't a window open. Nothing.
You didn't
think about it. I feel like
I can't imagine.
I feel like there's certain shit. You ready? I feel like there's certain shit.
Did you imagine it?
No, I'm saying we're going. Or no?
Well, we are. We've been running. So let me say.
Shout out to the strain we've been smoking.
Yo, so let me say this, right?
We're on like 3 different strains. We should have 3 of us been fucking in.
So let me say this, right?
Shout
y'all
out
niggas
to
fuck
all
right up.
So oh.
That ain't an extra type of stupid though. That ain't an extra type of stupid though.
What?
Yo, but like,
I feel like white people, movie, I ain't even gonna say white people. I'm gonna say, nah, you know what? We're gonna be real. Yeah. I feel like there's 2 different types of people.
How are they gonna test your gangster, though? Like, what you gonna do?
First off, who's trying to test their gangster?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand it. That's why I said,
how do you go fight yourself?
I tell you how you can send yourself. What you mean? I seen The Exorcism. Y'all ain't never seen that movie? I seen the movie. I had a couple bad dreams because of that movie. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember. Yo, I'm going to keep it fucking for you. I don't remember going downstairs for juice. You know you hate as a kid. You hate turning that light off. You can't leave no lights on. And you got to make your way back up. Right?
And you run.
And you talk. One time, bro, I cut the light off. And I swore I heard something. But I look like, huh? And I took off. I go running up the steps. Of course, I get all the way to the top. They hit the last step with my toe. Bow! Boom! Mom coming. Junior come out the room. What the fuck wrong with you? Why you make no that noise? I fell. Why? I thought I heard something. They start cracking up.
Yeah,
that's halfway.
I think every little kid. Well, Gio.
Yep.
Right, you easy. Right, call me when you get home. Safe, you made it safe.
You be safe, man. Next time we're gonna mic you up. Next time, man. Yeah, we're gonna mic you up next time. All right, I got you.
So, like, I feel like you got 2 different type of people in that situation, right? I feel like people like us, like you said, there's 2 things. Number one, you're going to try to dip off. Number two, you're going to be like, all right, time for me to talk to God. I need your help, son. Something in here, right? And if that don't work, you're moving. White people, hire the paranormal detective.
What? Yeah, dude.
He go in there with the camera, document the ghost in your house. He don't do shit.
They come in trying to catch Casper and shit.
You ain't never seen them TV shows?
Yeah, I seen.
Them TV shows be killing me. Bitch living in the house. This ghost don't smack her in the ass. She done got scratches, red marks, bruises, bite marks. Bitch still living in the house.
Right.
Right. Nigga thinks she cheating now.
Yeah.
What the fuck? These bites and scratches
ruined her marriage.
Fucking ghost.
Damn, come. Nah, I don't.
I really do feel it'd be like that though. I feel like white people really do hire the paranormal detective.
First time I encounter some shit like that. First thing I'm gonna say is, God, you better give me the strength to slap shit out of this thing.
All I know if that was me in the show, the paranormal detectives would have came in. Like, guess we're here to do the interview. Oh, go ahead. I'm just loading this truck. They catch me during the day getting all my shit out. Yeah. Like, yeah, y'all good. Go ahead, shoot that scene in there and do what y'all do. We can get an interview outside tomorrow during the daytime, nigga. Word. They come. I'm on my way out. They come. I'm moving out. They coming in. Word.
Get this shit done out here.
Because dead ass, it's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do to a motherfucking ghost, bro. Can't beat it. All I can do is threaten it with God.
You don't know that, though, until you see
what you mean,
bro.
God, you ain't never
had
you
God, God,
never, like, you see what? Y'all ever had experience? Y'all ever had experience?
Not like like
first hand,
no full blown.
No first hand.
Like I ain't wake up to catch a nigga and try to choke one.
God know I will. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Like if one really do present itself like that,
I'll deal with it.
God
choking the courage.
Choking. I'll go fuck.
He ain't doing shit but choking his curtains.
I mean,
listen, I don't know if it's your fucking brain playing tricks on you or not, but I done had some. I done had what I feel is some.
Like I said, I ain't never had no full blown. Hey, that's a ghost.
I've
had like one or two.
But that's your mind playing tricks for me?
Huh?
That's your mind playing tricks for you?
Nah.
I can't say.
And I knew this for a fact because, all right, so we lived in the Centennial home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Built in 1860.
God damn.
We was living in there for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So growing up, we went in there since I was like 12, 13. We in that bitch. And I'm like, cause one day, randomly, I just see the back of a girl, old school dress, like she was dressed up as a bride, like yeah. In the middle of the hallway, like walking away. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
What?
Like real quick, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And I told nobody. Kept it to myself.
You was smoking weed then?
Nah, yeah, I was.
Shit, man.
I knew that's not what it was.
That's my
purchase.
We were smoking for my pack. I put your pack under my pack.
Because you could just feel it. And I was like, all right, bet. And I kept that in the back of my mind. And then one day, I hear my little brothers talking to my mom. I'm like, yo, I saw a guy dressed in a tuxedo in a real tall hat.
Oh, sure.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, this is crazy. I'm like, why does it like it adds up or some
right,
shit?
Right.
Like, I have me wanted to do research real bad on that house.
Yo, listen,
hey,
man.
Hey, you should.
I know plenty of stories for my family. I gotta go up there and fuck up these kids in a little bit, but I'm gonna just lie right now. You know, real parents do real shit. Tell that nigga shut the fuck up, it's bedtime. So fucking
we respect the ass whoopings around here.
You know what I'm saying? All I know is
ain't nothing wrong with a little ass whooping.
If yeah. I ain't eat my beets, I was put on my knees on hard green grass in the corner.
Just to let everybody know we are Puerto Rican. I've been there so
all
many
I know
times.
Is you ever get
You
ever get whooped with a switch on the way up a tree to get a new one? get up that tree, boy. I want that thick brain up there. Matter of fact, not too thick. I want the one in between. Cut right through the wind just right.
I remember my first time going to get a switch. And I never knew what I was getting it for, so I went and picked out the nicest switch I could pick. Thinking like, you know, mommy sent me on a mission to get her a nice switch. I don't know what she needed for it, what I'm getting. Bring back, tore my ass up, boy. Boy.
Yeah, I hate that
stuff.
I know I ain't the only one that made it to the switch. I know I ain't the only one that tried to grab the flimsy one. No, not that one. The other one. You look at it and cry before you even grab it.
Yeah, that's after you knew what you was going back to get it for. Now you're like, oh, shit.
So you take that one off, it take you mad long to get down. Get down, boy, hurry up.
Dead ass. Now, I was the little boy that ran under the bed. I ran under the bed. After a while, nah, mom, you got to get me under this bed. Your old ass got to catch me.
I don't know about you, but I was definitely not the in the bed motherfucker.
No, not in the bed.
I was the motherfucker that was like, all right, if I run into that room, I'm confined to the room. There's no other escape. Right? If I go into that bed,
I'll be trapped in the house.
But nigga, I was gonna be trapped regardless. Since I knew I was gonna get that ass whooped, my way was trying to get out of there. Make it out the house.
And you know, nine times out of ten, you can't make it out. So in reality, it's making it, trying to make it through the ass whooping without getting the ass whooping. No, you ever play double dutch so I make it through the door knowing you're about to get popped?
But my mom had a team of ass whoopers, though.
And so one thing, you know one thing I hated, though? When you dodge a couple of them fucking smacks, you make it through the door. The one thing that never failed was the fucking junker.
Oh, my God, yo.
That shit caught my mind.
I felt
damn.
Like,
damn. Like,
yo, we
got to
go. Like that,
I felt like the man. Well, one time, yo, she threw that shit at me. I was like,
you caught that shit?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh. Eye contact. I was like, oh.
You
oh, you lost it. I was like, you lost it. It's been a minute.
Like, oh, the kryptonite.
Yeah, I was like, I got hands.
This is oh, God. I am the man.
You like pick six on Madden.
I was like,
shit.
Oh, shit.
Me with
her.
Me with her reflexes.
You lucky. I'd have caught that chocolate and stuck, looked at it, looked at my mind, it'd have been something else coming already. It'd have been a lamp or something. Oh,
all I know is if I would have caught that chocolate,
I wouldn't have had enough time.
All I know is I would have caught that chocolate, I'd have looked at my hand and all I would have seen was, what's the name's glove? I have all the Infinity Stones.
Dude, it's on
the Thanos glove when they caught that shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no.
You would have changed. You had all the power.
I'd have waited 3 seconds. There'd have been a 10-piece coming right behind it.
You ain't lying.
You was bad.
10-piece.
I'd have been like,
I would have had the phone call. He'd have had the cops come jumping. And then the cops would have been getting cursed out from the top window by the mama who called the cops on him. Shit. Get him off of my ice, ain't do all that now. Get his ass the fuck up out of here. That's what I want. That nigga don't give a flying fuck. Girl, you know what? I can say this now because this shit old in the bitch. We was delinquentes at the time. You know, I remember you was wrestling the cop and I kicked that nigga in the spoon with the top of the head. It took off. I was like 14, 16 years old. Yeah. I was young as hell. I kicked that nigga smooth with the top of the head. The other cop see me. The other cop was pissed off because he couldn't do nothing. He was too scared to let Hive go. So he couldn't really do nothing. Mind you, I watched Hive tussle while he had his. Yo, this nigga had his back to the cop. The cop was on top of him while his face was to the ground. This nigga tussled, ended up with his back to the ground. The cop face getting punched while he on top of him. And I'm just like, fuck you, bow. Nice kick, bow. See the other cop, like, ooh, time to go.
Sucking kick.
Took off.
Oh, man. We got
shit.
A million stories like that.
I
actually,
was a motherfucker.
You know what? Next episode, we're gonna release a couple of these stories. We got a couple.
I thought that had so much power because I kicked him in the head and got away with it.
We're not the oldest in the game, but
we've
been through
that
at a young age. I got 100 stories to give up. I definitely do.
I remember I ain't even get my ass whooped. I legitimately got hit by the cop car. That nigga smooth hit me. Bow! I flew smooth. That nigga came out. That nigga, you hit me. No, I didn't. You said, what? Nigga just hopped on me. Like, yo, this is crazy. You really hit me. There's like mad witnesses. Shit was crazy. Make no sense because no one said nothing.
I had no witnesses. I had no witnesses. I'm in there screaming. Ain't nobody else seen that. I'm on the ground looking like crazy legs.
What?
A lot of dirty police where we're from.
Mad as hell.
Dirty sons of bitches.
Looking like I just fell off a wheelchair. Nah, nigga, I was on a whole bike. Well, that's my legs, bitch.
Did you dirty? It did you dirty, yo. My legs, man. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
I was done up. Oh, hey, man.
We gotta end it on that note, yo. Hey, yo, man, I appreciate you guys listening out to us, man. And please, again, support the hustle, man. Support the hustle. And that's it for 60 Minutes of Smoke, man. We're going to leave y'all with this one, guys. Time sponsor. You guys make sure y'all look out for Anchor, man. It's a beautiful app. You guys sign up, too, when y'all get a chance, man. But again, man, we'll be back next time. We out.